like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the big hog.
I wish. Well, they have an outline.
I could give
of
a crap. A
well,
rat's
this is all
ass
that we have to talk about.
When we're getting beat 52-0, the
listen,
helmet does not mean
that,
a thing
to
me.
To talk
listen,
about,
that's all you got
yes,
to talk about.
That's the only we
well,
can
why
improve
don't you,
it.
First of all, Basil, why don't you smile? You've been uptight every day this week. You've been upset about this, and I know it's bugging you to death. Oh, he went off yesterday.
Do we have that audio yet, RJ?
I am getting it right now.
I mean, you know, the David rant is what I'm speaking of.
I'm getting it right now.
Well, listen, take your last shots as you
today,
can
then
over
I'm
there.
I'm not taking
last
Rogers.
Shots. Mr. Rogers. Yeah, Mr. Rogers. Go ahead and take your shots at me.
I like it. Get him.
Matt, the get two him. Matts, have you, does he did like this episode, you ever heard of Mr. Rogers?
Samantha, Mr. call Rogers in. I'm wearing the yellow sweater you got me with the blue shirt underneath. It's cold
in here.
It's
fine wear, and it's wonderful, but it is meant to be worn down there.
No, it is not.
That is not Buzz clothing. Look around the room.
Yeah, that's not right. Buzz wear.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm just telling you. Like, you got your little sleeves rolled up on your little polo sweater.
Right.
Matt, who was going to be representing the Buzz over at Downtown Thursdays this Thursday, since I was there last Thursday? Because he has to represent
nobody else
he has to represent the other station.
I'm just looking. Oh, I'm looking around gosh the room. I need somebody to step up.
Well, excuse me.
Where are you putting the stage this time?
I'm playing tennis with Steve later.
Yeah, can we do that? Is the stage going to be in the same place?
Well, I've talked to Victoria. Now, this is Victoria's event. So, yeah, it's going to be to where it won't they'll be singing
there's
to an audience.
There's a giant
I'll say
planter
that
in front of the
right. Right.
It's they rock to that plant. They just they give everything they have to that plant. Matt Jones is here. Matt, first of all, 52-0. What the hell?
What the hell? Speaking of field goals, though, the classic line watching the game, my brother-in-law and his wife were over, and our first field goal hits the upright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, bless his heart, he should get 4 points. Isn't that tougher to do?
Yeah, get points for hitting the upright.
Right.
You know, Hawker, listen, you knew we were in trouble when Hawker,
snap, it was a long snap.
You best, yeah. You know, we talked about the last night on the captain's panel about, of all the decisions, you know, John O. Smith hasn't come out and done anything where he said, I take responsibility as head coach. This is the one thing he decided to do was put a backup snapper in the biggest game of the year to this point.
Yeah.
Freshman, right.
I'm not
and
even
then
sure.
And puts the usual one in there later on. So
yeah, it just, you know, at some point, why do you go, you know what, they're good at returning punts. We need to have the best returner. Maybe, more importantly, we need to make sure the snap is there.
And maybe let's teach our punter to punt it out of bounds deep.
Yeah.
Angle punt.
Angle
or something.
Punt, yeah.
The snapper doesn't make tackles.
That's not the most important
punter
thing. That's
right.
Correct.
Exactly.
You made the point last night. What
even,
did you say?
Randy White said that the other day. He said that the guy that snapped didn't even look like an athlete. His
that's
job
right
was to make sure that the ball got from the snapper to the punter.
What was your line last night?
He should have two tackles his 4 years of playing. They should both be on senior day. in all my years, you know, if I played football from seventh grade to, you know, 4 years, so there's, you know, 15, 20 years I played football. I don't remember the snapper having more than five tackles ever.
Yeah, well, you know, Matt, you're one of the few guys who Tommy and I have talked about this before to go to Tuscaloosa. How rare it is to go to Tuscaloosa and get a win, and so these kids, these seniors, never got a chance to do that. They didn't even beat Alabama at all. Which, listen, we were that sort of way with Texas. We'd get maybe one game, one win every 4 years. But
yeah,
you know, you can kiss the for those seniors. But, you know,
I hate it for them. And, yeah, and I think that's when, you know, everybody's making a big deal about Tyler talking to the media afterwards. He knew how important the game was, and he was just real emotional and being able to watch his team.
Well, that's one of the reasons that he came back. He pointed to that game. He wanted to have one last shot at Alabama. That was not the only reason, I'm sure, but it was one of the big reasons. He said, yeah, I want one more shot at Bama. I want one more shot at Bama. And the last five and a half quarters, I've said this before, opponents have outscored Arkansas 74-3. Before Wilson went down, it was 66-32, and there's other ESPN stats. They got a new stat every day. And they have a new John L. Wilson video every day.
John L. Smith.
John L.
John L. Wilson.
He ought to be John L. Wilson. John L. Wilson. That's who he is. But he made every talk show on ESPN yesterday, and the Razorback logo's big right there behind him, and it's like, God.
Please tell me he was doing this from Fayetteville. He wasn't up in
No, he did it from Fayetteville.
Okay, good.
But it was on Around the Horn, PTI, Lepetard. It was on every show. They showed the smile video, and they all focused in on the one at the end. Or I'm not going to talk! And he makes that evil grin smile. As somebody who doesn't have to worry about this, if they don't beat Rutgers. And I think everybody to a man didn't even think about Rutgers before the season started. I brought them up one day because they had some stats going their way. And now this is not a must win or it's a big swing win, though. What do you think?
I definitely think you're right as far as Rutgers. Schiano, he's the Tampa Bay coach, and we were talking about this last night also, but they're going to come and hit you in the mouth. And if you look at their defensive stats, I think they're top 10. They haven't played anybody
right
yet, but they're like 8 in the country in points allowed with 8.3. And what'd you just say? We can't score.
Can't.
And if they hold true to that trend right there, and if Tyler doesn't play, you know, is he playing and all that? If he doesn't play, it could be an ugly season. You're looking at our schedule, LSU, Mississippi State, South Carolina, those games, are those winnable games now for us? You know, we thought they might be, but now we don't know if they are. And if Rutgers beats us, oh.
Shoot, A&M the week after?
Yeah, I mean
I don't even look at Auburn as a gimme.
No.
And no one's a gimme.
Not right now.
Is Tulsa a gimme at this point?
It's a good thing we play them later on in the year, though, so.
Well, yeah, I know everybody had high expectations, but you being a former quarterback, all SEC, all that stuff, I know your expectations. Do you think people were just fed a little too much hot air over the summer and we were really thin and weak and didn't see it?
You know, it starts with Petrino. I really do believe that.
I think
if Petrino's here, you know, we win the ULM game. You know, maybe you don't know what happens if Tyler even gets hurt, you know,
right,
with the whole schemes and all that stuff. And Petrino's here. We still lose by Bama, but it might have been a little bit like last year, how we kept it close for
right
two quarters and then they blow us out.
Right.
It's a totally different situation. I think that's where it starts. But the worst thing you can do is to be just projected to be like, okay, we're number 8 in the country. If we can have a chance to win the national title,
right,
all of a sudden you have a slip up. You got to keep these players going. You got to keep
them
together.
Yeah, the wheels could come off real fast if they lose this week.
We lose the Rutgers?
Yeah. Because Bruce mentioned turmoil among the players and some of the coaches yesterday, and I just feel that if they lose this, it's just.
I think we'll get this win. Let's actually play Alabama. Everybody else seems a step smaller and a step slower, so that's one positive. I think we'll get the win. It will obviously be real disappointing. Well, you know, again, just speaking from a selfish standpoint, could you imagine what the Touchdown Club Monday will be like if they were to lose with John L. Smith coming to Little Rock on Monday? So,
and let's talk about the fans, because you were big on the fans, bashing the fans that poo-pooed the program yesterday, and I totally disagree with you. But I as long as the fans are still mad, I think it's good. When the fans say, "I don't care, I'm going hunting," or something like that, then I think you got a problem.
No, apathy is a bad thing. I agree with you. I don't care what my team. I will never boo my team. I will never, you know,
you'll just leave at halftime.
Well, listen.
A little before.
Listen.
You got to get the
didn't have a poncho
square and get your pizza ordered.
I didn't have a poncho. I was watching the game. Anyway, I just hate to see. I'm just not that way. That's just not my thinking. I can't. Again, just like you guys are my buddies. I don't care what you do in life. You're disgusting. You're pathetic. You quitter.
It's the extreme fans. They're the same ones that called up this summer and said we're going 12-0 and winning the national championship.
Maybe so.
And now it's like, what has happened? I hate this guy.
Quitters. You quitters. You're disgusting. You make me sick.
Well, let me ask Matt Jones. Do you think some players not quit, but just were so beat up they kind of laid down in the fourth quarter?
100%.
And I think, you know, that's a good definition. You could tell those players just quit. They don't have any heart. You know what? What happens, you just get beat up. You're like a boxer in the 10th round that just got their butts kicked. You just don't have anything left.
You're just going through the motions.
That's you're just 100%. Trying to hang on, and you just know you're getting – and that's still not a good –
And it's 38 to nothing. The stadium's half full.
That's right.
It's raining.
A big difference between just saying, I'm not trying. I'm not trying at all. You know, listen, you just – you know, they're a better team. But for the people go up, you know, they don't have any heart. Well, maybe just they're just not the greatest football players, and we got to recruit better players. Maybe we just need to face that fact.
I still say part of the problem was people were fed the Kool-Aid.
Well, we all had high expectations.
National media even pitched
that's right.
It, and the fans feel disappointed, let down, and they had built their season around this. This is
okay. You know, but if Bobby Petrino's still here, Don't you think we play? We're a better team.
I think, I think we're 2-1.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I think we're right where we were last
exactly.
year.
Exactly, and we probably could still have about a year, maybe similar to what.
And we're not worried about Rutgers, Troy, any of them. Maybe A&M, maybe because they're tough. But LSU, we're still looking to win every game except LSU.
And you got Petrino coaching the spring ball.
Yes,
you
but
got
now, but now you look at the team and you say, okay, what's the strong suit for Arkansas right now?
Besides Tyler Wilson,
our injured quarterback.
We can't run the ball. We can't block. We can't pass.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nile Davis, Dennis Johnson.
Yeah. What happened?
106 and one out of 120 in the rushing. That shows you something right there.
And I've heard.
Who we played?
Yeah. We haven't really played anybody other than Alabama.
And the defense, which everybody watched the Kansas State ball game, which it turns out Kansas State was not a great team. They overachieved somewhat last year. This year they're sure showing up.
And the players we lost from that defense.
We didn't play Oklahoma or Texas. Right. We played Kansas State. We beat them pretty good. And everybody thought the defense had turned around, that this guy had all the pieces put in the right place. Those wheels have fallen
off. Our defensive line and the ends are still supposed to be – you know, we lose Beckett and we lose, I forget the other guy that we lost. But, I mean, Chris Smith – I mean, those guys, they're still good players. And they were still coming in with a lot of hype. But it's the the secondary is just atrocious.
Well, I think even worse than that, at least to me, the Alabama game, because I think we all picked it like 45-20 average score.
There's no other coach.
When you go back to that UNLM game and all those long drives that they had, drive after drive, I think that's when people started going, damn, man, what the hell? It was like, y'all take a first down, second down, third down, fourth down's ours. And I think people were shocked or surprised, but not shocked at the outcome of the last week's game. I thought it would be 45-20, something like that.
I thought we'd score, too. I mean, put up a fight. It was like we got down early with the snap going over the punter's head, and they put up some points. And we really, you know, they went through the motions. You hate to say a player quits because – that's his scholarship, you know, that's how he's paying for his education. You've been sweating, you've been bleeding with your brothers all summer, all 2-a-days and everything.
Were
that's
you
what
ever,
you do. So,
were you ever on a team that got fragmented?
You know.
You'd have to name names.
Everything that kind of ever happened brought us together. You go one or two ways.
Yeah.
We always had hope, and we kind of brought us together, and we always won our next game.
Yeah.
Like this Rutgers game's coming up. When Jermaine Brooks got in trouble, we won our next game.
Yeah.
When we lost our 6th overtime game at Tennessee, we won our next game. You know, so I really think this could tell you how the season's going to go. If they lose to Rutgers, they don't make a bowl. If they beat Rutgers, they make a bowl.
Are you saying that winning cures everything?
100%.
If we lose to Rutgers, though, the apathy you're talking about, I think, sets in. I mean, for fans.
I think for your average fan, probably so. Your extremes on either side, that's when they'll start coming on the radio and it just turns into Hate Fest USA. But I think your average fan will go, geez, this is wearing me out. I thought we were going to be a top 10 program. We're 1-3 now.
The other thing though that bothers you so much is not just this season, but then you're looking at the next 2 years.
Yep.
And what's your strong point then?
You know, let's think of two. You know, I know we got to go to a break. We just need to get a coach you can recruit.
Matt told me in the break otherwise that John Gruden will be here, so it'll be all right.